The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I brought my rosemary plant in for the winter, thinking that I was going to save it until the next season, but now there is white stuff all over the leaves. What should I do? This is Amy Grisak, the pest patrol expert at plantersplace.com, and the white powdery residue on the leaves of a rosemary plant, especially if it's indoors, is most likely powdery mildew. So today I'm going to offer you a couple of tips on how to prevent it and what to do if you have it. Like I said, for those of us in the northern regions, we need to bring in our rosemary plants at the end of the season or they're just not going to survive the winter. They can do fine in regions where it's not dipping 30 below zero and actually even very much below zero, but in those of us who live in these cold climates, it behooves us to be able to bring it in. So when you are planting or when you're transplanting your rosemary plant in the winter, or in the fall rather, you want to be able to dig it before you have that hard freeze. It will take a little bit of frost. They're not that sensitive, but definitely dig it up before a hard freeze. Put it in a large container. Last year, I bought a small 4-inch plant that grew to probably 14 to 16 inches tall. It did really, really well over the summer, although some of you in California and other areas might think that's just a nice start to a rosemary plant with those gorgeous specimens that you have there. But it was a nice size, at least for our area. Dug it up, put it in a pot that was at least a gallon. The pot I put in might even be a gallon and a half. Using new potting soil. You don't want to use soil out of the ground because it could have diseases in it, you know, fungus, it could have pest issues. Same thing for reused potting soil. Anytime I'm bringing a plant in for the winter, I always want to start with fresh soil to eliminate any of those issues right out of the gate. So once you pot it up, you want to kind of acclimate it. I usually have it outdoors for a while, you know, as long as it's not going to get super, super cold, and then bring it inside when that weather really makes that turn in the fall. Now with rosemary, it's well known that it can be kind of particular in the wintertime indoors because it's a Mediterranean plant. So even though it will tolerate some drought conditions and some drier, the dry air inside the home during the winter is just too much. So you don't want to put it near any vents where it's going to get more of that dry air that desiccates the leaves and it just doesn't like the drafts. So put it in a window that has as much sun as possible. Or if you are like us in Montana, where we receive maybe 8 hours of very weak sunlight during the middle of winter, add some supplemental light. Of course, fluorescents have been around forever, but those LED lights are really pretty cool anymore. They provide the full UV range, the full spectrum of light that the plants need. Plus, they come in shapes and sizes where you can clip them on the side of a pot and bend the light arms to where you need it. So it's really kind of cool that you don't have to hang anything and you don't have to build a rack, but you just attach these to the containers themselves and you have light where you need it. So make sure your rosemary plant is also getting 12 to 14 hours of good light a day. And you want to be consistent with watering. The funny thing is during the summer, sometimes, you know, it's in the ground, but sometimes I forget to water in this particular area, this particular garden where I grow the rosemary, and it doesn't have a problem with it. It keeps growing, it does fine, but indoors, you don't want to let it dry completely out. On the flip side, you can't overwater it either. I think rosemary actually doesn't tolerate overwatering more than it will handle less watering. So just keep that in mind too. Try to be consistent with that. And when it comes to powdery mildew, it also doesn't like cold water. So a lot of times those, you know, people will say, well, you don't want to water the leaves, which is, it's hard to water the leaves on an indoor plant. We just pour it at the base of the plant. But even so, you don't want to use cold water at the base of the plant because it tends to kind of shock the plant and shock the system and make it more susceptible to diseases in situations such as this powdery mildew. So if you're like me and you do have a plant with powdery mildew, thankfully it's pretty easy to take care of. One of the longtime remedies is using neem oil, which you mix neem oil with water and I think a couple of drops of dish soap, which just, it helps the neem oil and everything to basically adhere and kind of break up. It's not a detergent though. That's the one key consideration that I always have to mention when we talk about using dish soap in any type of kind of semi-natural pesticide. A dish detergent, which is one of those that we all love because it cuts the grease really, really well, is too harsh and can burn your plants. But a simple dish soap of some time just helps the products work more effectively. So neem oil is great. It's easy, but even easier is baking soda. I've just recently learned how fabulous baking soda is on so many levels, including being antimicrobial and just a really good disinfectant overall, and also can handle fungal issues. You can use it to clean mildew in the bathroom, and in this case, you can use it to handle powdery mildew on your rosemary plant. A quick and easy spray is to mix three tablespoons of baking soda to about a gallon of water. Add maybe a tablespoon of vegetable oil in it. Just helps keep things sticky and helps things adhere. And then if you do have dish soap, add a couple of drops of that as well. If you don't, it's fine. It should still work. It just helps expedite the process. So once you have that all mixed up, put it in a spray bottle and then douse the whole plant, which can take some time because you want to get underneath all the leaves because the spores of the powdery mildew, even though you might kill them in a specific area, they viable ones can fall off on other leaves or underneath and just get in that right spot where they can take hold again. So you're going to want to get over all the top of the leaves, under the leaves, the stems, and the top of the soil. So once you do that, let it dry and wait for a few days. And keep in mind that the baking soda solution might dry to kind of a little whitish look, but it's not going to shake off. Because if you shake one of the rosemary branches, one of the leaves, you'll see the spores. You'll see that go into the air. The baking soda solution that's dried won't do that. So spray it, treat it, let it set for a couple of days, and then you might need to do it again and just keep an eye on it to make sure you have all the powdery mildew covered and that it's not making a reoccurrence. The good thing about powdery mildew is it isn't going to kill the plant most likely, but it will weaken it. If there's enough of it and for long enough, it's definitely going to weaken the plant, but probably more than anything, it's just not very attractive to look at. So by treating it now, you're going to have a prettier plant, and then hopefully we're not that long until spring, and the plant can go back outside where it's going to be happier and therefore healthier and will grow even more. So I hope this has helped, that if you too have powdery mildew on your rosemary plant, that you're going to mix up a little baking soda water, a little vegetable oil, take care of the situation, and just buy some time until you can set it out in the spring. So if you have any more questions about rosemary or about powdery mildew on other plants, as well as a lot of questions about pests that we might have in the garden, check us out at the Pest Patrol blog on plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.